In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year 3535, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 4545, ain't gonna eat your teeth, won't eat your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew, nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 5555, your arms are hanging limp at your sides. Your legs got nothing to do, some machine doing that for you. In the year 6565, ain't gonna need no husband, won't need no wife. You pick your son, pick your daughter too, from the bottom of a long black tube. Whoa, whoa. In the year 7510, if God's a coming, he ought to make it by then. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, guess it's time for the judgment day. In the year 8510, God is gonna shake his mighty head. He'll either say, I'm pleased where man has been, or tear it down and start again. Whoa, whoa. In the year 9595, I'm kinda wondering if man is gonna be alive. He's taken everything this old earth can give, and he ain't put back nothing. Whoa, whoa. Now it's been 10,000 years, man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday. In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may fall.
Well, we're back here for the second hour, and I'm honored to have the sheriff of Duval County, John Rutherford, with us today here. And before I get to some hard questions that I've got, are there any other major points that you would like to make here about what you see the problems going on and why we need sheriffs and not this charter or corporate police force?
Well, I think, Ralph, I would just make the point that, and I've heard this before, I'm sure you have too, that the best government is that government closest to the people. And the right to vote and determine who your leadership is going to be, and that they have the vision that you think they should have before you put them in office, that is incredibly important. And that's why this whole move toward appointed positions concerns me. Even at the federal level, with all of these czars who are being appointed, I don't even want to get started on that whole issue, but that's what concerns me the most, is that people are too willing to acquiesce to the feds, because I think that's their vision. They believe that somehow we're subject to that, and we're not. We're responsible to the people.
Okay, I hear the music. We'll be back here, and stay tuned, and we're going to get into some interesting issues here. Got two people lined up for calls.
Okay.
Thank you. The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Well, we're back from break here, and we got callers lining up. But I want to make a statement because, like I said, you don't really know me. I'm one of the a very legal researcher, and that's just what I've devoted my life to now. And let me tell you, let me ask if you would agree with this statement. In a constitutional republic, it's a limited delegation of power from the people that we put into office. And an office means that there is powers and duties assigned to that party, of which they got to have an oath of office and they may have to have a bond. But the key to a constitutional republic is that the people that have power over my life, liberty, and property or pursuit of happiness, whichever way you want to look at it, must be able to be held accountable by the people. And this is the reason why we need a sheriff that is accountable to the people, because if you're not doing your job, the people in Duval County can vote you out.
Absolutely. I would agree with that wholeheartedly, Ralph, and that's why I'm so adamantly opposed to this concept of an appointed chief.
Well, therein lies the problems, and I got some questions. But let me take the callers here, because all the callers that are lined up, just give us some brief, concise questions for the Sheriff Duval to answer. George in Texas first. Go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, George.
How you doing, Sheriff? You remember Ruby Ridge and the Waco debacle. And also, too, it's more like we had a constable in Texas throw the BATF out of a gun show because they were harassing. If you were a county sheriff and Waco and Ruby Ridge would have happened, would you have taken jurisdiction over the matter and threw the feds out or pushed them back to just to see what's going on? If there was any,
well, I wouldn't simply step back and allow them to do anything to my constituency that I thought was illegal. So I know that's kind of an evasive answer, but it depends on what all the circumstances are. But I can tell you this, I'm not going to acquiesce or abdicate my administrative and constitutional responsibility to a federal agent or agency.
Would it be fair to say that, and that's a great question, if there was some sort of an issue, you're going to be involved and say, hey, this is in my county, and I'm going to be involved. I'm just not going to walk back and fold my hands and let some agency come in?
Absolutely. And listen, I'll give you an example, a recent example that I think is, and this is very concerning to me, the situation in New Orleans. And I don't know all the facts on it, so I can't speak to that, but I will tell you what I've heard is that, during the state of emergency down there that, they were actually confiscating weapons from individual homeowners in their homes. There's no way I'm going to allow that in my county, if that actually happened in New Orleans, which I heard that it did.
It did.
Yeah,
well, that's great, because that's one of my concerns is, and if maybe we have a conversation. Oh, can I talk? I know how they accomplished that, and that's a scary thought.
Well, here's the thing, too. I think that's important because it goes to the sovereignty of the states and the local government. When you look at, I think it was Prinzi versus U.S. dealing with the Brady Bill. You know, Scalia wrote that the federal government cannot impress local law enforcement into service. So they can't make me follow their wishes. I don't work for them. I work for the people of Duval County. And you know, when push comes to shove, that's what you've got to rely on.
I got one more question.
Go ahead, George. You have another follow-up question?
Yes. Suppose, like, Jacksonville gets hit with a Category 4, and you say and your resources are stretched to the limit. Would you be willing to deputize local citizens who have firearms, who are law-abiding citizens, would you be willing to deputize them to protect property?
If that was necessary, yes, I would. But I'll tell you, here in Florida, under Governor Jeb Bush, we put together what's called a Regional Domestic Security Task Force. And all of law enforcement, excuse me, particularly the sheriffs, have all agreed that we will respond, and we have a standing mutual aid agreement among all the sheriffs, that we will respond. So I would call on professional law enforcement from other jurisdictions before I would call on the local citizens, because Lord knows they're going to have their own problems to deal with if we've got that kind of situation. But if it came down to that, and let's say it was a statewide disaster, and there was no help coming from other law enforcement agencies that I had requested to come into this county, certainly, and that's why the Second Amendment, I think, is so important, and actually the Florida Constitution gives me the right to impress the citizenry into service. And if they refuse, it's a crime.
Wow.
And they're competent. They have to be competent, physically competent to perform.
Well, thank you, Sheriff. You answered my questions very well.
Thank you, George. Next caller, Richard in Alabama. You got a question for Sheriff Rutherford out of Florida.
I want to talk about the things that the deputies require of the prisoner before they get to see the judge and before they get to see a bondsman. It's the paperwork they ask them to sign. Many, many years ago, probably when you were a little baby, it used to say you had to appear and defend your innocence of the accusation that you violated the law, and the prisoner was called the accused. Now, all the paperwork says defendant. You have to admit that you are the defendant, which is a commercial term, and you have to agree to appear and answer charges, which are all commercial terms that that volunteer you into equity. So now you're no longer in an Article III venue, even though the Article III courtroom is the same courtroom. You're no longer appearing to as a accused. Now you're a defendant, commercial.
Let me stop you there and let the sheriff answer. Go ahead.
I think I would make this distinction. When law enforcement takes someone into custody, at that point, I would say they are the accused. We have probable cause to make that arrest. Then they have to go before a magistrate within 24 hours to have official charges filed against them. Once that's done, then they become a defendant because a judge, a magistrate, has in fact filed a charge against them.
The fingerprint You don't get bond and you don't get out. You don't get to see an attorney until you sign this thing that admits that you are a defendant and admits that you're going to appear in equity and you're going to answer charges. And these are
Let me ask you a question, Sheriff, on this. Do they actually have true preliminary examinations? Because in Alaska, we don't have them. Federalities don't do them. The federal courts don't do them. Where they actually come in and you actually have a preliminary examination, the witness has to come in, be sworn in, and have present evidence for probable cause. And they even used to do it in Alaska for misdemeanors, but definitely in a felony prior to indictments. They can't bypass that. Do they still do that in your in Florida or in your county? Hello? Oh, we lost Sheriff? Well, I have to wait till he calls back in here. We lost the sheriff here, I guess. Got a connection problem here. Well, I guess we'll wait. Okay. Sheriff Rutherford?
Yes.
I have a question to ask you because I've done a lot of research into this. And in Alaska, we even for misdemeanors, but definitely for felonies, it's mandated to have what's called a preliminary examination where the party that created that they say have the probable cause must be sworn in, must bring in evidence, is allowed to be cross-examined if that party wants to. Do they actually do true preliminary examinations in your county, or do they, like especially if it's a felony, they just go ahead and have some little fluff thing again, and then they go to the indictment and they say, we don't have to do a true preliminary examination?
Well, no, I think they do a true preliminary examination here. And the state attorney's office represents the officer in court, presenting whatever necessary evidence is there to establish the probable cause and convince the magistrate that they need to bind this person over for a hearing or set bond or,
But they don't. The officer doesn't actually have to show up in court and be sworn in himself, though. That's the way it's the Constitution was set up initially.
Well, our document is sworn to. The officer doesn't have to physically be in court, but he swears an oath on his document, the charging document, which is the arrest docket. He
right.
signs an oath on that. And that's what the judge and the state attorney will use to make determination of whether or not there is probable cause and whether or not there is, grounds to actually file a direct charge.
Well, see, that's the thing that's been changed is we don't have true preliminary examinations because you can't cross-examine a piece of paper. And in Massachusetts, they just had a Supreme Court ruling now of the Supreme Court that especially in a trial, you got to bring somebody in who's got first-hand knowledge. You can't use documents or something.
Right. Well, I think that's in the trial, but I don't think, at least in Florida anyway, that's not required yet.
Yeah, hold on. Hold on. We'll be back in just a minute.
Thank you. Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we're back from break here. I've got a couple more callers here. Richard, you're still on. Do you have a short, on-point follow-up question? He's answered the defendant question.
Well, really, it's the same question. The prisoner is required to admit that he's a defendant in writing. He has to agree to appear in equity and answer charges, not that he violated the law, but that he offended against the code. And these are all commercial terms. And the code is never passed by the legislature of Florida. It's passed by some judicial council or some administrative committee of the bar.
The code is not truly the law. That's another issue. Yeah. And it's modified by the reviser of statutes.
And offended is a commercial term.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks for it was a good question. Vicki in Idaho, you have a question for Sheriff Rutherford?
Yes, I do. Sheriff, have any of the feds ever explained to you that the fusion centers and these various regional initiatives like the Amber Alert, that those are all connected into the international law enforcement systems like Interpol?
Yes.
Have they mentioned that at all?
Oh, yes. Yes. In fact, there are many different intelligence databases that are used, but the information that's in those has to be crime-related. In other words, you can't, for example, we can't keep dossiers on citizens, for example, that sort of thing.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I was curious about that because all these czars that are being appointed, They're being appointed because what they are is information coordinators, because basically our government legal system, regulatory system, the whole thing has been internationalized to go along with the internationalization of our economy. And what happens when you internationalize the system is that computer systems are all written to correspond to laws that you have in your country. Mm-hmm. And when they internationalized it, they put us under the international system of law, which is why they are no longer following the Constitution, which is why you need to be really careful with anything that you sign.
What's your response to that, Sheriff?
I agree that you have to be concerned about that. In fact, in a current event issue right now, this cap and trade, I'm very concerned about that. I think what Vicky has taken it to is the next level. And that is, we've talked about local, state, and federal. Now she's talking about, I think, what I extrapolated from what she said is now we've even got to worry about going to this world government order. And look, this cap and trade where they're going to be able to tax, and fine and do all sorts of things to businesses of the United States, I've got serious concerns about that. So I'm very attuned to the issue that she spoke directly to, which is how is this data being used and how is it being shared?
Yeah. Well, the healthcare bill is the same way. I mean, the idea of putting a person in jail because they didn't buy health insurance. Now, why is it that they're doing that? It's because a portion of that health insurance is going to be a tax, and it will go to the global governance system, because the healthcare system that they are implementing is a global system. It's not even a U.S. health system. It's international. And so that's why. And it all goes back to the redesign of our government, the redesign of the tax system to harmonize with the international government.
Mm-hmm. And I think, Vicky, if you heard some of my first comments where I spoke about vision, uh-huh. and, just what is someone's vision of government, national government, state government, local government, And now, as you rightly point out, this move toward, in some arenas, a world government. I'm concerned about that as well. And that's why we need to be putting people into office who have what I believe is the correct vision. And that is that we are sovereign states in a union, and that the federal government is really there to make sure that the states interact with each other, and where we have interaction, that it is to the benefit of the people, and that's what the government is there for. If for example, if I don't fulfill my duties properly, if I am violating civil rights within my community, the federal government, can come in and, through a federal grand jury process, can come in and look at my agency, look at how I'm running it, and hold me accountable for that. That's a good thing. But when they, if they want to hold me accountable to laws that are, some treaty that the federal government has signed that now imposes on me these laws, these international laws, I'm adamantly opposed to that.
Okay, hold on a minute. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. We've got some more hard questions coming up here.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Okay, we're coming back from break here. Honored today to have Sheriff Rutherford out of Duval County, out of Florida. And Vicki, you have another short follow-up question because we got another caller, and then I got some questions.
Go ahead. Yes, I do. Just a quick one.
Yeah.
Are other sheriffs aware of how the international agreements, in particular the WTO, is changing and the redesign of our government is putting us all at risk? Are they as aware as you are? And I'm really, really relieved to hear that you understand it. And I'll listen off air.
Well, thank you, Vicki. I believe they are. I can't say with certainty, but I would say yes because of this. I know that their vision is that concerning their office and their local government is that they are sovereign, that these counties and states are sovereign. And if that's your base vision, then I think any of these things that tend to encroach upon that, They're aware that they need to be careful with that.
Okay, got more callers. Tom in Alaska, go ahead.
Hello, Tom.
Hey,
are you there, Tom?
Rutherford,
yeah.
How you doing?
You got
Hello,
a question
Tom.
For Sheriff Rutherford?
I got a couple of questions. This is a little bit off subject, maybe, but I was just wondering if Sheriff Rutherford knows about Greg Pound and his plight.
Greg Pound? No, I don't.
He's on the line right now waiting to call in.
Oh, he is? Okay, well, he has a very good story. He ran for sheriff, and they had him arrested on the night of he was going to be in a debate. They had him thrown in jail, so he wouldn't be able to debate. But anyway, it's an interesting deal. But another question I wanted to know is, are you aware of a group called the Oath Keepers?
The Oath Keepers. I believe I am. I think I've seen some correspondence from them.
Yeah.
Dealing with the H1N1. Is that right? Is that the right group?
No. What they are is a group of law enforcement and military personnel who have vowed to uphold the Constitution, and they will not turn their arms against the American people, no matter who orders it.
Right.
And I think
every sheriff in Florida would agree with that.
Yeah.
Great. Any other questions? I got a couple other callers. You got any more questions, Tom?
No. If Greg's coming on, then I'll leave that story to him. He knows it better than anybody.
Okay, because we got a couple more callers, and I got a couple questions yet. Okay, Greg Pound in Florida, you got a question for Sheriff Rutherford?
Yes, hello?
Hello, yes. Greg.
Yeah.
Hey.
Greg Pound here out of Pinellas County. Sheriff, what I'm calling regarding is, Ralph is familiar with my story I brought on his program, is the issue of, for instance, our sheriff here said he retired in 1999. He was getting $10,000. He's getting $10,000 a month on his retirement, plus $170,000 a year, and he never retired. And we're one of the counties where the sheriff's department is over the CPI, Child Protection Investigation Team.
Right, that's Sheriff Coates?
Yeah.
Right.
And so what happens is we have a major, major problem with, what brought me in the whole situation was my daughter was accidentally bit by someone else's dog, and it began our case manager falsified 96 cases for the sheriff's department for this grant money that they're getting from the Fed, and it's totally out of control what we have going on in our county with a prosecutor with allegations of child molestation, city councilman John Bryant raping little children that he's getting from the Department of DCF in Pinellas County. Raped one girl for 10 years from 8 to 18 years old. Then he got two more little girls after she aged out. Al Zimmerman, spokesman for all of DCF out of Pinellas County. He's a child molester. I mean, we got a system here that's built on corruption, and everyone in Pinellas County knows it, and we just can't get anything done. And when I ran for office as sheriff, I end up, it's just right now I've got a court date set for this month on the 15th, which is a pretrial hearing, where they arrested me again for standing on the corner with a sign that says rescuemykids.com as I work exposing what Sheriff Coates is doing, Bernie McCabe, the county commissioners for this federal grant money. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with what they call the cooperative agreement contracts that they have with the federal government in order to bring children into custody to get money for the.
No, I'm not. You know, Ralph mentioned that earlier, and I'm unaware of any federal involvement in that. I know that DCF was providing reimbursement for personnel costs and operating costs and that sort of thing for the child protective investigators.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we looked at that at one time here in Jacksonville, and in fact I told Ralph earlier that when we were approached by DCF to do this, I turned it down because they weren't offering anywhere near what the real cost of that was going to be to actually take those children into custody in these horrific situations and then try to get them into foster care. We conduct the criminal investigation of those incidents, but we leave the civil decision of, you know, whether that child stays in that environment or is taken out of that environment, that's up to Department of Children and Families.
Right. Well,
let me ask you a question. I didn't know that there was any federal money involved in that at all.
Let me intercept a question because I'm very familiar. This is one of the problems that's going on all over America. Mm-hmm. If a parent, his child is taken away, and then he has proof that that child has been sexually, physically, or in some means, whatever, is being abused, and they have no recourse. So my question be, if they came in your county and said, look, I got my child here, he's got bruises, would the sheriff's department actually open a criminal investigation and go out against the child enforcement or the foster home or and or the child enforcement agency?
Whoever the perpetrator was, yes, absolutely. And I believe Sheriff Coates would as well. I believe any sheriff would.
I sit on the juvenile justice board with Sheriff Coates. I'm a juvenile, and I've given him the false reports, and he hasn't done one thing. I don't know why you would believe that, because for 5 years now I've been exposing what's going on in the sheriff's department. I mean, the lies. I mean, he's got deputies there who have lied under oath, had me put in jail for 30 days when I videotaped my interview with them. So, in other words, I mean, it's just totally, that's the big problem. I believe there's a gap between those we've elected in the office, because they're not representing or protecting the people, their constitutional rights. They're actually violating them. And the only people that I believe we got left in America who's going to stand up for those rights are the African-American people, the ones we have in like South St. Pete, who said they've been told they've been had rights for over 100 years. And I believe they know that the establishment is set up for one thing, and that's to oppress the people, to lie, to commit corruption. I'm in the midst of it. Five kids. I don't smoke, drink, do drugs, and neither does my wife. They took our kids, terminated our rights over a dog bite when I wasn't even home as a father. My other three kids weren't home, and I have no rights to my kids. I can't even see my children. And yet I've been fighting for them for 5 years, and the lies and the false reports. When we got pedophiles, like we got our prosecutor, Bernie McCabe, with allegations of child molestation, adopting little children, using them for sex. And these guys are covering for one another. They cover the prosecutor covers for the sheriff's department. The sheriff's department covers for the prosecutor.
That's why I would say, you know, I mean, the only thing I'd say to that, Greg, is, you know, I don't know all of that. I don't know the story. I can't address any of that.
You know, Sheriff Rutherford, since I've listened to you, you're one of the most honorable men that you're like Jack McLamb. I don't know if you've ever heard of his program. He's got a program for military, and he's retired highest honors in the police department, stuff like that. But you're just right at the top as far as it goes. Understanding, we're not into letting criminals get away, but we're talking about the criminals in the system that's committing all kinds of crimes, and they're not being held responsible for the laws. We want equal application of the law and justice for all.
Let me, Greg, and I got another caller, and I got a couple of questions. We're running out of time here. Greg, because you're greatly involved in this, and we've been working together, that would be a great thing for you to get contacts up in Duval County. And if people have legitimate issues of their child or children being abused or whatever, take complaints to the sheriff's office, and let's see if we can't turn this around. Because if we can get one county to start doing it, we can get other counties to do it. And I got some more callers, so thanks, Greg. Arizona.
Talking to the sheriff, I wanted to ask him one simple question. Do you see any reason for any government?
Do I see any reason for any government?
Yes.
Absolutely.
What for?
To protect the rights of individuals from being...
Well, the Indians didn't do that.
Pardon me?
The Indians didn't do that. They had their own little tribes.
Yeah,
they didn't have a big, massive government to protect the people. I don't want nobody to protect me. I don't want no government.
Yeah.
How do I get rid of it?
Yeah, well, thanks
I don't
for
want
your call.
No sheriffs.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for your call, Fred. But, you know, we have to have a constitutional government because, you know... What America's had and is losing, we have to have, because we're not going to have a go out and shoot them out and whoever's got the best gun in Antarctica. That ain't going to work.
It's got to be a country governed by laws, and those laws have to have to be legal, obviously, and I think Benjamin Franklin said, you know, when the lady asked, you know, what kind of government have you given us after they signed the Constitution, he said, a republic. Now let's see if you can keep it.
And that's what we've almost lost because, we have an administrative state, a fourth branch right now in these agencies, and that's what Greg Brown has got tangled up with, is this gal did 26 felony, she was charged with 26 felony counts, falsifying documents. And then the sheriff wouldn't do anything about it, and she got her hands slapped and never spent any time in jail, and then she wanders off. And that's the problem. That and Senator Schaefer out of Georgia, she was aware of all of the corruption going on, and she tried to get a bill introduced, and then she didn't get reelected because all of the law enforcement and courts and all these other people, especially the lawyers and judges that are in on this, they know about these contracts behind the scenes, and she didn't get reelected. It's just absolutely astounding.
Well, you know, one of the purposes that I talked about earlier for the federal government and the Department of Justice and the U.S. Attorney's Office as their agent, they conduct investigations into those civil rights violations, and that to me would rise to the level of a civil rights investigation. And maybe what Greg and others need to do, if that's what they're running up against, where law enforcement's not doing their job, not following the law, then you have other remedies available. Going to the U.S. Attorney's Office for a federal grand jury investigation. That's how law enforcement, local law enforcement, is held accountable. And there's also the state, at least in Florida. Now I don't know about Alaska, but in Florida, the state attorney's office can also hold a state grand jury.
Well, therein lies the problem, because Greg is really, I mean, him and some others have really pounded on, and I'm probably more familiar with Florida than I am Alaska, but I've dealt with it up here. And they won't budge. Nobody will touch it, because they're, I mean, it's like Senator Schaefer, you know, she's out of Georgia. And
well, look, I can't believe that the Department of Justice wouldn't look at it. I just had to answer an inquiry from the Department of Justice, the Civil Rights Commission, over an email that an officer sent someone that had, and he used a sheriff's office computer to send it, and it was, you know, some vile hate language and that kind of thing in it. And, of course, I fired him because that's a violation of our rules and regulations. But I made the point to them, look, nobody ever filed a complaint with us. You know, if they had, but now that I'm aware of it, I'll investigate it, and I did, and I took proper action against the officer. But but they, if they're investigating that, I can't believe that they wouldn't look into this situation.
Well, that's just one of the things that we got involved with up here. Like when see, you have the power to fire the people that are under you, right?
Correct.
That's one of the issues that Walt Monaghan got involved with Trooper Wooten. He got around and shot a moose without a tag. He was drunk at a bar, got out, pulled over, intoxicated. The troopers took him home. This was admitted by him. He was drinking beer, turned around, popped another can of beer, and hopped in a trooper car and drove off. And she was trying to get him fired. And up here, the governor can't fire him.
Huh.
And this is Trooper Wooten, Wooten. And this is
well, see, here the governor wouldn't have to fire him. I can fire him, and if I didn't fire him, the people would fire me.
So, you know, but see, therein lies the problem. We couldn't get to Monaghan because he's not elected. See, and that's why
right,
we need
right.
sheriff.
And that goes back exactly, Ralph. You're absolutely right, and that's what I keep going back to here in my argument against the appointed chief situation here.
Well, see, that's the other issue that we have with child custody and all those people. See, all those people, these hordes of what we call agencies,
right?
They don't have an office. They're not elected. How do you get rid of them? They're like the plague. You know, they show up and they say, you're going to do this, but you can't fire them. And then you try to sue them, and it's really an uphill battle, you know.
Yeah.
It's not that it can't be accomplished, but that's why – from my perspective, if we had sheriffs like of your ilk out there that would stand up. Now, let me ask you a question. If they come out and force vaccinations, are you going to and put people in jail? What's your comment on that?
I'm not going to put people in jail for that.
Okay, good.
And they can't – I don't believe they have a legal right to impress me to do that. The federal government can't do that.
No, what they're going to try to do is say, if you don't take the shot, we're going to quarantine you and then lock you up.
Well, they can't impress me to do that.
No, they can't. But how many? That's the thing, is we need sheriffs to understand that they cannot. If you do your job, they can't force you to come after me.
That's right. That's right.
And that's what was so shocking about what was going on in Katrina, because those agencies are little miniature governments. That's under Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
And they had Blackwater, a private firm, taking weapons away, and regular police taking weapons away. There's several litigation suits over that coming and saying, I want your arms. Now, that just is not right.
Yeah. You know, I tell you, part of that issue, too, you know, the whole evacuation issue, the chief's trying to force him to evacuate. Of course, he can't do anything publicly because he's appointed by the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it all goes to hell in a handbasket, and the chief's the one that gets fired.
Hold on. We'll be back, and we got one more. We'll get you the final word, and you're back for one more short segment.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293. And be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Well, we're back here, and I've been honored today to have Sheriff Rutherford, my kind of man, out of Duval County, and we only got a couple of minutes, and I'm going to turn the final parting of whatever comments or you would like to put out in the last few minutes we have left.
I would say, Ralph, that you know I would encourage people to get to know all of their elected politicians before they're elected politicians. know what their values are, know what their vision is. Too many times, you know, I think people get in the office, and we don't know what their basic core beliefs are. And particularly, I would say, in the rank of sheriff. And you need to have an elected sheriff, I believe. That is the best form of law enforcement, and that's pretty much what I would close with. That I believe the best government is that closest to the people, and that's how the people get served.
Well, is it fair to say the bottom line is, like in Alaska, we don't have anybody to go to, but. If I see a crime going on or this child custody thing, children being abused or corruption, I need a sheriff, somebody that has actually a constitutional office that is accountable to us working for the people, not accountable to some mayor or some governor or beholden to anybody else or the federal government. I want somebody that I can go to and say, look, you have the power of a county, posse comitatus. You're it.
That's right.
And when I bring you a crime, I want you to, or some evidence, I want something to happen.
Right. And if you don't, I'm going to take this to the other powers that do regulate and oversee, because there are, I mean, the federal grand jury, the state grand jury, those processes can be used to make sure that elected sheriffs are doing their job and not abusing their constituents. And you can do that, and then at least in Florida, within the next 4 years, you can vote them out.
Well, I tell you what, you know, we got a bunch of corrupt politicians up here, and we couldn't get anybody in the state to touch it. And finally, the FBI did, but they took him like 3 or 4 years before they finally even looked into it. And now we've had a whole bunch of them wander off to the state employment, you know, down there where they get free meals and all that. Anyway, I want to thank you for coming on the show, Sheriff Rutherford, and I wish you well, and I wish we had more sheriffs and people of your vision and have some backbone to stand up, because we're in trouble in this country. It's going the wrong direction from my perspective.
We need to keep our eye on the ball here.
I would totally agree. Anyway, I do thank you, and I'm honored that you took the time and gave us 2 hours, and thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you, Ralph. It's
okay.
My pleasure.
Yeah, bye.
Good night.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to close out. Very interesting. If we had some more sheriffs of his ilk, we would get something turned around in this country. So, anyway, be safe, and I'm going to close out like I always do. Watch out for the federales. They're everywhere, and we'll see you next week. Stay safe.
With recent internet.